Athletes put a lot of stress on their bodies to a positive and negative effect. Hockey is an intense physical contact sport and puts a great deal of stress on the body and brain. Whether it's practice or games, players take hits to the body, work the muscles overtime, and can even take hits to their head. So how can athletes protect themselves? They can use CBD, both as a second layer of protection for their brain based on studies showing that protection. Using CBD isolate for the youth player is the right protection to support those bodies and brains while they play hockey. It's no wonder that many players are turning to CBD oil for relief. I can attest to my own success in using CBD to prevent and manage my migraines, support sore muscles, and take care of my bruises. There's so many positives. Cannatree is the CBD that I turn to. K-A-N-E-H, tree. It's made from European hemp that is organic and extracted in the best manner to bring the best product to market so that you can trust it. Not just any CBD will work. You have to go to a trusted source like Cannatree. There's even more detail in episode 81 about the benefits of CBD and answers to the burning questions. Mother Puckers listeners can get a 20% discount with code PUCKERS20 at checkout. And their motto is, Cannatree is a CBD company you know, like, and trust. Welcome to Mother Puckers, the first and only podcast for hockey moms by a hockey mom, and that's me, Julie Bardowski, with your daily Natty Camp update. Natty Camp, day two. All right, parents, we started our adult camp safety meetings early tonight. I had to break away from the meeting just when there was a lot of votes being taken on the floor so that I could come back and record this before it became where I couldn't put a coherent sentence together. And bear with me because I may not be able to because they had Blanton's on the menu. And if you haven't had Blanton's bourbon, you are missing out. And there may have been three that I took down. So what I'm going to tell you about today, right now to start, is I've gotten a food report. And let me tell you, it is breaking news. Because there is some new form, some new style, and it is not sous vide as how you cook chicken, but it is soft and gooey and soggy on the outside. However, yet it's mysteriously dry on the inside. I don't even know how you do that. I wonder how they train cooks in these types of recipes and styles of cookings, because I do believe that Betty Crocker would be turning over in her grave. So the taco bar is the best thing they got going. Breakfast was good. There were French toast sticks. All of this is very important to these athletes. Then I asked them, you know, what are they doing in the evenings? You know, I know there's basketball. There's some beach volleyball that they can go play. But these particular boys said, no, they're just chilling. I said, what you guys talking about? Politics, religion, invasion on Russia, so on and so forth. And I did say Russia, not Ukraine. They're like, no, we just talk hockey. Are you crazy? We don't talk about that other stuff. And apparently the coaches doing the room checks are let's just say that the room checks are a little later than published, and that the show of choice is Terminal List on Netflix. So there you go. There you go. There you go. Here's just a brief little look at what a schedule might be. And I'm sorry if you hear in the background, but I just gave Dave a treat. We're in a hotel room and he's eating his treat. You may be able to pick that up. You may not. Dave is still, of course, a rock star everywhere he goes. Back to the schedule. So they wake up around 9, which is good. You know, they don't have to wake up too early. None of the games are very early. They go to breakfast. They have a team meeting. Then they take the bus. There's a bus that takes them to the rink. Then they have their game. And then they take the bus back to the dorms. They have a little lunch. Today they had a bullying and harassment presentation. So that's always important. Then they have a video session, and then they have the go over for their dinner, and lights out are at 10 p.m. So that's pretty good. That is pretty good. And I do have a fun little bit. So on the Team Pacific, who are dominating, by the way, having a really good showing the past two games, Aiden Park from Shattuck St. Mary's, who won the 18U National Championship game. I asked him what it was like winning the championship, and his words were, "It was so cool because they worked so hard, and Coach Tom Ward worked them through the season, and having the ability to come back with the trophy was just amazing because it was just all of the work that they had put into the season, and they got rewarded, and it was just the best feeling in the world." He said that after the game, that they, since they were in San Francisco, they drove to the pier and hung out, and they just had a good day. And when they got back to Minnesota, to Faribault, when they got into Shattuck, everybody was clapping for them in their classes, and that it meant that every senior who had stayed won a national championship. So that's pretty cool. Even Tom Ward had some unexpected emotion getting the boys, you know, riled up after they got out to the pier and really, really cheering them on. So I do want to reflect back on yesterday when I was talking about how serious the parents were, and it was like they're chewing their fingernails and they're flying off in the bleachers next to them. The New England parents, now they're fun. They're cheering. They're having a good time. They're excited. So if you have an opportunity to either play or watch the New England district play, check out how their parents are doing it. That's the way we should all do it. Let's see. Some of the other things that I noticed today in the games, I watched three games, so it was a pretty good day of hockey for me to watch. But there's great things going on. There's great goaling going on. There's great scoring. There's great D. There's all the good stuff going on. And I'm just going to share a little second about one glaring thing, and that is long shifts. I was so excited when we were at the district camp and how the kids actually played hockey, and they weren't, doing the hot dogging and the single guy thing. They're playing as a team. I really was excited to see that. And, oh, Dave's over now. He's saying hi. He finished his treat, and he's giving me kisses and saying thank you. but today, which I just don't understand, these kids were taking 2 minutes, 3 minute, 3 minute and 10 second shifts. They were running up on the ice, up and down the ice at least six times. They were causing their team turnovers. They were causing goals. So they were out there for a lot of minuses. You know, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. So if you're a parent, I would be sure to tell your kid to listen to their coaches when they say 45 second shifts. They mean, because if you're still out there after a minute, if you're still out there after 2 minutes, that means you're not working that first minute. That means you're not working that first 45 seconds. You need to put it all into the 45 seconds and get off of the ice, because you're going to become too tired to do anything effectively on the ice. So there you go, Coach Julie telling you what to get your kids to do, because that'll never fly when you're playing in international or even national competition. You cannot do these long shifts. You've got to give it all, everything, for that 45 seconds and go. So I mentioned the parent safety meeting that we have, because, again, this is adult day camp for the parents, too, day and night. Got to see the Minnesota families that we love so much. This third year being here is just, it's been so much fun and so amazing. And the people that we've gotten to meet and we hang out with. And, oh, a fun little story, the Minnesotans, they always have the most fun. They're always closing the bars down. And last night when we were at our safety meeting after I recorded, the Minnesotans weren't there. And I'm just like, why aren't you here? Where are they all? Well, they had gotten tickets for a country band to go see a country band downtown. Well, tonight I get the story that they'd have had enough adult cocktails. Oh, wait, no. Adult beverages that they accidentally bought tickets to a comedy club. And so when they got down to go see the country show, they're like, no, this is for next door. You're going to go see, you know, who knows, at the comedy club. So they ended up doing that. So tonight they were taken away. And, you know, the funny thing for me is when I have my Blantons, I have a tendency to buy things on my phone. And so I had our friends take my phone away from me because I have myself bought very expensive concert tickets. And then I forgot I bought them until the night of the show, 30 minutes before the show starts. But we made it. We made it in time. We made it. So things can happen. So you need to be more careful on what's going on here. What else? Oh yeah, still every scout, every advisor for the kids. They're all here. The boys are probably still not sleeping well. I know that snoring is a problem. Snoring will keep the boys up even if they're not in the same suite. So the boys who need to wear their sleep apnea equipment really should wear that so everybody can get some sleep. So I think I've devolved into other topics. If you're still with me, God love you. But I did just get the bat signal that the parents meeting is happening again. So that is your Natty Camp Rank wrap up for the day. And Dave is acting like he was ready to play as well. So I hope that you all had a great day today and get a good night's sleep, because I'll be back tomorrow night, hopefully about the same time, with less Blantons in my system. And I will see you at the rink. Athletes put a lot of stress on their bodies to a positive and negative effect. Hockey is an intense physical contact sport and puts a great deal of stress on the body and brain. Whether it's practice or games, players take hits to the body, work the muscles overtime, and can even take hits to their head. So how can athletes protect themselves? They can use CBD, both as a second layer of protection for their brain based on studies showing that protection. Using CBD isolate for the youth player is the right protection to support those bodies and brains while they play hockey. It's no wonder that many players are turning to CBD oil for relief. I can attest to my own success in using CBD to prevent and manage my migraines, support sore muscles, and take care of my bruises. There's so many positives. Cannatree is the CBD that I turn to. K-A-N-E-H, tree. It's made from European hemp that is organic and extracted in the best manner to bring the best product to market so that you can trust it. Not just any CBD will work. You have to go to a trusted source like Cannatree. There's even more detail in episode 81 about the benefits of CBD and answers to the burning questions. Mother Puckers listeners can get a 20% discount with code PUCKERS20 at checkout. And their motto is, Cannatree is a CBD company you know, like, and trust.